Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called Equality Act is bad for women. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this subject matter is Holly Mead. You know, this H.R. 5, as we've said before, is in the Senate. Now, the reason why we talk about this significantly on this program in the last several weeks is because this is the most dangerous bill in every respect. It exponentially expands the federal government into every corner of our lives, and it pushes LGBTQ and abortion into every area of our lives. And obviously, as a result of the LGBTQ component, women will be literally facing privacy invasion, safety problems, sports will be invaded, their private rooms will be invaded, because if a man can just simply say that he is a woman, therefore, Holly, every restroom, every private facility, every locker, every shower room, all of that is open to men. Every abuse shelter is open to men, and they can come into those individual places where women are. They can go into the sports. They can win the sporting competition. And in even some of those contact sports like, you know, the mixed martial arts and other things, what we've already seen is women are being hurt by these situations. This is so terrible in the sense that when you look back at the progress of women, this literally sets it back. Because if a man can literally pretend to be a woman and be treated legally that way, and the objecting woman is now the problem as opposed to the man parading as a woman, we're in a serious situation. And that's why we need to stop this so-called Equality Act. And we have more information for you to do that at lc.org/HR5.
You know, like you said, everything we fought for as women, as far as equality, will be thrown out the window. And you would think that these women legislators who are, you know, always talking about women's rights and et cetera, would be up in arms about this instead of promoting it and passing it like it's the next greatest thing. Here's an example of a woman who is a radical lesbian feminist and a former law and policy co-chair of Baltimore's LGBTQ Commission. And she testified before the committee, and she said...
And this was earlier when H.R. 5 was
Right, this was
the
before.
House.
She said this would eliminate women and girls as a coherent legal category worthy of civil rights protection. Again, she's a radical lesbian feminist. She says there is no way to tell if someone is lying about being transgender. As a woman, horrifying to think you can't go into a public bathroom or a dressing room or as athletes in your locker room without expecting a man to be in there. Many of them just say, well, I identify as a woman, so they can get in there and sexually abuse women.
Yeah, so you don't have to have someone who actually has taken hormones and gone through plastic surgery and taken off body parts or done other kinds of facial lifts and so forth. You don't have to have somebody that actually is a man who has made himself look more like a woman or who dresses like a woman.
No, he just says those five magic words. I identify as a woman.
I identify as a woman. That person can...
That's his right to
look
go.
like, can be dressing to look like a woman. That person can be, you know, person who doesn't dress like or in any respect look like a woman. If you say, well, you don't look like a woman and you don't appear to really identify as a woman, you're questioning that person's subjective statement. And for you right. to do that will be a violation of this H.R. 5.
I mean, Matt, we're talking about overnight stays with church groups, mission groups, school athletic teams that do overnight stays when they go to play in various areas. We're talking about domestic abuse shelters. Even in prison cells, these women could have men in there.
Yeah, and abuse centers, like somebody, you know, there are domestic abuse centers for women.
Who have already encountered abuse from a man.
Right, and the last thing they want to have sleeping right beside their bunk or their cot, wherever the situation is set up. or in the same room is another man. They don't want that. You know, we've represented a woman who was sexually assaulted when she was out for a jog. And fortunately, she was able to escape the assailant. She was able to get away. She ran back down the trail, gets in her car, rushes home, brings her husband back to this location where she was sexually assaulted. And what did they find? They found duct tape there. This person, had she not been able to escape the clutches of this sexual predator, would have duct taped her, and who knows what would he have done, and she may have been killed. That kind of woman has a scar on them, and the last thing they want is to have looking in the mirror as they're at the sink in the bathroom, and they see a man walk in, and they're the only ones there.
Which is what happened to her at a gym later.
It's exactly
what happened.
A man
was in the woman's locker room.
And she's stunned.
And he was allowed to be there.
And she complains about it to the management. And instead of the management saying, I'm sorry, we're going to have to tell that person not to use the women's restroom. No, what they do is they say, well, he has the right to be there. And this is pre-Equality Act. He has the right to be there.
Very clearly a man.
And very clearly a man. He has the right to be there. And then what do? They revoke this woman's gym membership.
Because she complained.
Because she complained about this man in the restroom.
And then he chases her in the parking lot.
And we have stories on our website with regards to lots and lots of situations where men are going into women's changing rooms, dressing rooms, restrooms, and other places, and they're sexually assaulting these women.
Taking pictures with their cameras.
Yeah. This is dangerous for women because it invades their privacy. They have a right, women as well as men,
sure,
have a right. And it's not, you know, lest you think that this is just a man walking into a restroom. It also applies, look, we've had this situation with young boys where they're in a school and the girl walks in and the boy is like shocked. We had this in a situation with regards to a gym, where they're at the gym or the changing room, the locker room, and there is a woman that wants to be in with the boys.
So school gym time, wasn't it? And she wanted to come in and shower and dress with the boys. Middle school.
And then the male teacher was supposed to be there to watch everything, and he objected. I mean, this is just insanity, people. But the problem, you think about this. You think about somebody going to an abuse shelter, a battered woman who just got beaten up or has been sexually assaulted, and she's going to a Christian abuse center, could be a Christian, could be a faith-based center that helps women. And now a man comes in the evening, and they're all ready to be secure, and a man comes in, and this man is obviously male, and is going to lay down and sleep right beside them in a nearby cot.
Because he knows the room is full of women. So if he's a predator, there you go.
Yeah. And so if the ministry, if the church, if the organization says to this man, no, you can't be here. This is for women who have been sexually assaulted or abused. That man insists, you'll face the wrath of the Equality Act. And that will result in a lawsuit by the Attorney General of the United States, the Department of Justice, and the private lawsuit. This is a terrible situation. You know, the Violence Against Women report showed that there was a significant disturbing increase in violence from women ages 15 through 24. We see this with also, as you mentioned, with regards to women in jails. Mm-hmm. They could have in the same cell a man in the same cell, not in a nearby cell. You could have that too, but in the same exact cell.
Right.
How absurd is that?
No common sense whatsoever.
And then in the sports, it would just decimate women's sports.
Right.
And we've already seen women injured, like the mixed martial arts competitor who was very high at the top of her competition. She got injured. Her skull was broken, and she required 7 staples to put her skull back together because she got into the ring with a man who said he wanted to identify, or he identified as a woman.
Everything, they spent
absurd.
Their life, you know, working for these athletic you know, achievements, scholarships will be taken away from women in colleges that they've worked for, all because a man steps in and says, I identify as a woman.
So go to lc.org/HR5. I want you to go there and fax the senators, sign the petition, and make phone calls. And if you've already done that, you can do it again and make sure your friends and relatives hear about this. lc.org/HR5. Stop the so-called misnamed Equality Act.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.